all-American cheerleader kind of way. She wore her long curly brown hair pulled back at the sides and had long bangs. She took time with her makeup, playing up her green eyes and finishing with a bright red lipstick. She was small, just barely 5'2", and weighed about 100 pounds. She had lived most of her life with scoliosis. The slight curve of her spine was noticeable, but it didn't take anything away from her good looks. That morning, Heather drove her car to remote Newburgh Beach. Parking along an access road shrouded by tall trees, Heather gathered up everything she would need for the day, including a beach chair, the kind that folded out to become a chaise lounge. She carried the chair, a cooler, and towels, and walked the short distance through the woods to the beach. It was a beautiful Saturday, and unlike other recent summer days, the beach was virtually deserted, except for several teenage boys riding their all-terrain vehicles churning up the sand about a quarter mile upriver. Heather was completely alone. By all accounts, Heather was a nice person. She had her share of problems and struggles, but she was looking towards the future and the good things that might be waiting for her. She liked the idea of having a day of solitude in what she believed was a safe haven. Being able to get away from everything, at least for part of the day, would be good for her. Maybe she'd be able to forget the sense of dread she had felt for weeks. She even told her mother that she believed something terrible was going to happen to her. What had been just a premonition was about to become a reality. Heather carried her things to the water's edge and placed the bottom portion of the chaise lounge in the river so she could dangle her feet in the cool water. She undressed down to the red plaid bikini she wore and folded her clothes neatly on the sand. She settled herself in the chair and looked forward to a long, peaceful day. She may have noticed the well-to-do homes less than a mile away high above the Indiana shoreline like monuments off in the distance. One of them was Tim and Karen Walthall's. But the homes were far enough away that she wouldn't have felt uncomfortable. She probably paid little or no attention to them at all. After Tim spotted the young woman sunbathing, he mentioned her to his wife. Later, Walthall would admit to being a little surprised that anyone, especially a woman, would go there, seeing the area had a reputation for sometimes drawing unsavory characters. No sooner had he mentioned the girl, but Walthall noticed a man watching her from a crouched position at the edge of the woods. The young woman was lying face down and looking in the opposite direction. Feeling a sense of privacy, she had untied her bathing suit top, allowing the strings to fall to either side, thus ensuring an even tan. Evidently not wanting to waste any time, the man stood and stepped out of the woods. For a brief moment, Walthall entertained the thought he might be a boyfriend, or at least someone who knew her. This thought, however, would be fleeting, as the true intentions of the individual became chillingly clear. Tim saw the man, shirtless and clad in black cut-off shorts, take 8 or 10 quick steps towards Heather and stop. Seconds later, he took another 10 steps and again stopped. Hesitating several seconds, he then bounded the remainder of the distance and quickly squatted down beside her. In an attempt to prevent her from moving, he placed his left forearm across her back, Walthall remembered, his elbow at the base of her spine, and leaned in, bearing his weight against her, pinning her on the chaise lounge. He then leaned forward and began whispering in her ear, and as he did so, he slowly began winding her long hair around his hand and wrist in a twirling-like motion, until he had her in a vice-like grip at the base of her skull. Then, with one lightning-quick motion, he jerked her up to a standing position. Heather, whose bathing suit top remained on the lounge, was able to grab a towel and cover herself. It was at this time that Tim first saw the silver revolver in the man's right hand. After screaming out to Karen what was happening, Tim could only watch in horror as the armed man pushed his victim towards the woods. And while it was clear that Heather was resisting her attacker, it was evident who was in control. Within seconds, the two were out of sight. In a high state of anxiety, Tim Walthall grabbed the telephone and